Well, Bill Burr left his Bible up here. The last time he did that, he missed it 8 days later. And I'm delighted to be here with Dr. Bobby Robertson, my dear friend. Admire him. One of the finest men I've ever met. And then, of course, to be with Dr. Curtis Hudson, my friend of many years. And I'm so glad God has preserved his. I pray for him every day, for God to let him live a long time, and I appreciate the stand that he's taking. Now, you understand I'm in a predicament tonight. Good night. I guess this is about the 20th sermon or so this week. There's nothing had been covered. And how would you like to be up here preaching the closing message after all that's been said this week? And I've been in vacation Bible school this week. I left at 12:30 to fly here. I got it just before the service because we were in vacation Bible school. So you're a little dead to me tonight after vacation Bible school. And thank you for inviting me, and thank you for this wonderful crowd. And thank you, Dr. Robertson, for your wonderful friendship through these many years. Open your Bibles, please, to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. I'll start reading with verse number 47. Luke chapter 22, verse number 47. If you haven't found it by now, I would suggest you end your search and just look intelligently at whatever page you happen to be on there. And the rest of us will read, and nobody will know the difference. 47th verse of Luke chapter 22. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betray. When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. He touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priest and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, do ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? And here's my text. When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. I called your attention to that little line that ended our scripture reading. Jesus talking to those who came to arrest him, he said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. Jesus said, it was said of Jesus in John 7:20, his hour was not yet come. In John 8:30, it likewise says his hour was not yet come. In John 2:14, 2:4, the Savior said at the marriage in Cana of Galilee, mine hour is not yet come. In John 13 and verse 1, it says that Jesus knew that his hour was come. In Matthew 26 and 45, it says that the hour is at hand. I want to talk to you tonight on that one little line, this is your hour and the power of darkness. Our Heavenly Father, I find myself feeling inadequate for the occasion. So many fine men have stood where I stand. So many wonderful hours have transpired, and so many blessings have been felt and known. But there's a reason for this service, and you have a reason for my standing here. I did not know that afternoon, teaching soul winning, good night, 32 years ago, I did not know that a young man named Curtis Hudson was there, and you had that service just for him. I did not know in Durham, North Carolina, years ago, that a young man was out there named Bobby Robertson, who never won a soul. And I don't know why I'm here tonight, but I will not be here 30 years from now, but from heaven I'll find out why I'm here. So I pray you'd help me to be very sensitive to your Spirit, to speak to me, through me, to the hearts of the people. In Jesus' name, amen. Neath the stars of the night walked the Savior of light in a garden of dew-laden breeze. Not my will, thine be done, cried the Father's own Son as he knelt neath the old olive trees. Neath the old olive trees, neath the old olive trees went the Savior alone on his knees. Not my will, but thine be done, cried the Father's own Son as he knelt neath the old olive trees. Just a few hours away is Calvary. In just a few moments, he'll feel the kiss of betrayal from the lips of one of the 12. In just a little while, he'll be crucified. From his lips will come that amazing statement, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But while he's there, praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, there comes a band of men. The Bible says officers from the chief priests and Pharisees to arrest him. As they come to arrest him, Jesus makes a startling statement. He said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. This is your hour, he said. Now an hour ends. And he said, this is your hour. Judas, one of the 12, soon comes and places the kiss of betrayal upon his brow. Judas likewise heard the words of the Savior. Judas, this is your hour and the power of darkness. He is taken to a high priest named Annas. Annas is no longer the officiating high priest, but still the most influential of all the priests, no doubt. Annas examines Jesus, binds him, delivers him to the high priest and his son-in-law, Caiaphas. This is your hour, Annas, and the power of darkness. This is your hour. Caiaphas, son-in-law to Annas, asked Jesus of his doctrine. Then he asked Jesus about his disciples. And then one of his officers struck the lovely face of our Lord. Jesus said, enjoy yourself, Caiaphas. This is your hour. This is your hour and the power of darkness, but hours end. Enjoy yourself. He then proposed, as he had before, the death of Jesus. Jesus said to this Caiaphas, the second high priest before whom he had appeared, this is your hour and the power of darkness. Caiaphas leads him to Pilate. Pilate acquits Jesus of all evil, declares him innocent. He wants to release him, but he wants to be popular more than he wants to release him. So he gives orders because he's afraid and rejects the advice of his wife. Pilate gives orders that Jesus be scourged. While he gives those orders, I can hear the words echoing through Pilate's hall, this is your hour, Pilate, and the power of darkness. Enjoy yourself, Pilate. This is your hour, but hours end. From then, the soldiers take him and scourge him with a cat of nine tails 39 times. As the soldiers reach out to grab the cat of nine tails and scourge the body of our lovely Lord, I hear those words echoing again. Soldiers, enjoy yourself. Have a good time. This is your hour and the power of darkness, but hours end. He's taken from Pilate's hall to the hall of Herod. You see, Herod wanted to see him perform some kind of a miracle. He asked him to do so, but Jesus is not an actor or performer. So he did not perform the miracle to the disappointment of Herod. And Herod sends him back to Pilate. But before he goes back to Pilate, Herod, I'd like to say the words of Jesus. Herod, this is your hour. You're on top now. This is your hour. I mean, Jesus is on the bottom now. This is your hour. It is your hour in the power of darkness. Enjoy it, Pilate. Enjoy it, Annas. Enjoy it, Caiaphas. Enjoy it, Herod. This is your hour and the hour of the power of darkness. And then back to Pilate. The clamoring prevails. Pilate knows better. Tries to wash his hands of the Savior as if anybody could the blood of the Savior. Then lets him be crucified. And as they stand there, and as I look at Annas and Caiaphas and Pilate and Herod and back to Pilate, and I see the soldiers taking the nails and spikes and driving them in the hands and feet of our Lord. As I see the crown of thorns brought down upon his brow, and I see his body lifted up on Golgotha, I hear his words echoing through the Garden of Gethsemane. This is your hour, soldiers. Enjoy yourself. Live it up. This is your hour. Squeeze all the fun you can while you can. For this is your hour and the power of darkness, but hours end. Squeeze all the fun you can. Enjoy trying him, Annas. Enjoy trying him, Caiaphas. Enjoy trying him, Pilate. Enjoy trying him, Herod. Live it up. This is your hour. But after a while, you're not going to live it up. So enjoy it while you can. This is your hour and the power of darkness. Enjoy betraying him, Judas Iscariot. Enjoy holding those 30 pieces of dirty silver in your hand. And as you let them go through your fingers, live it up and enjoy your newfound prosperity, because this is your hour. You'll be hanged after a while. You'll be in hell after a while. This is your hour. Enjoy yourself. Live it up while you can. This is your hour, but hours end. Enjoy yourself, crucifying soldiers. Enjoy yourself, lying false witnesses. Enjoy yourself, clamoring, frenzied mob. This is your hour, but it will soon end. You say, what's going to end it? Tell you exactly what's going to end it. Praise God, Sunday's coming. I mean, Sunday's going to come. Enjoy your Wednesday night. Enjoy your Thursday. Enjoy your Thursday night. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your Friday night. Enjoy your Saturday. Enjoy your Saturday night. Enjoy your walking guard around the tomb, soldiers. Enjoy it, because Sunday's going to come. And when Sunday comes, your hour is over and his hour began. It will soon end, because praise God, Sunday's coming. Enjoy arresting him, soldiers. Enjoy it while you can, because Sunday's coming. Enjoy crucifying him, soldiers. Enjoy it while you can, because Sunday's coming. Enjoy guarding him, soldiers. Enjoy looking at that sepulcher and the stone on the door. It'll be rolled away when Sunday comes. Sunday's going to come. Enjoy the 30 pieces of silver Judas Iscariot. Enjoy them while you can, because Sunday's coming. Enjoy screaming mob, angry mob. Enjoy your lies, false witnesses, while you can, because Sunday's coming. Enjoy your gloating, self-righteous Pharisees. Enjoy it while you can. This is your hour and the power of darkness, but praise God, Sunday's coming. Enjoy your writing your articles, scribes. Enjoy your Associated Jewish Press, scribes. Enjoy your ABC of the generation of that day, and your CBS, and enjoy your United Press. Enjoy it. Live it up, because scribes, your articles will mean nothing. This is your hour, but your hour is going to end. Why? Because Sunday's going to come. Sunday's coming. Enjoy your happiness, Sadducees, you who doubt the resurrection from the dead. You got a shock coming Sunday morning. Enjoy it, because Sunday's coming. Enjoy your freedom, Barabbas. Enjoy it while you can, because Sunday is coming. Enjoy your hypocrisy, Annas. you dastardly coward. Enjoy it, because this is your hour, but your hour's going to end, and Sunday is going to come. Enjoy your power, Caiaphas, because you won't have it but 3 days and three nights. Sunday is going to come. Enjoy the newfound popularity that you have, Pilate, as you adhere to the commands and cries of an angry mob saying, crucify him, crucify him. Enjoy it, Pilate, because in just a few hours, Sunday's going to come. Enjoy your making fun of him, Herod. Enjoy your fun and your delight, as if you're trying to make Jesus a performer, performing some miracle for your delight and pleasure. Enjoy it, Herod, you cowardly traitor, you. Live it up! Because Sunday morning, he's going to rise from the dead, and Sunday is going to come. Enjoy yourself, queers. Enjoy yourself, homosexuals. Enjoy yourself, lesbians. Enjoy your time in the armed forces. Enjoy your gay rights ordinances. Enjoy your sissy earrings. Enjoy your gay rights parades. Enjoy your unisex philosophy. Enjoy your demonstrations. And walk across down the parade and have a parade and enjoy yourself. And enjoy the way you talk, queers. Enjoy it. But I got news for you. Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, baby killers. Enjoy yourself, those with bloody hands and bloody hearts. Enjoy yourself, 1.5 million murders a year in America. Live it up. Enjoy yourself, you ERA husbands. Live it up. Live it up. For you folks, you husbands that belong to the NOW organization and the ERA crowd and the unisex crowd, I got news for you. Sunday is going to come. Yeah, this is your hour, but our hour's coming too, you know. This is your hour and the hour of the power of darkness, but praise God, Sunday is going to come. Enjoy yourself, casino crowd, selling your souls for a mighty dollar. And publicizing and supporting our public school with the dirty money that comes from gambling. Enjoy yourselves, Catholics, with your bingo games. Oh, 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 oh. Enjoy yourself. Live it up, casino crowd. Live it up, gambling crowd. Live it up. But I've got news for you. You're going to be shocked to death because your hour is going to end. This is your hour and the power of darkness. But Sunday morning is going to come. Enjoy yourself, rock music crowd. Enjoy your dirty rock concerts. Enjoy your nudity. Enjoy your sensuous literature, your sensuous words and sensuous verse and sensuous music. Enjoy your adulterous singing and your filth and garbage and rot. Live it up, Rolling Stones. Stone not cut out without hands will have his day before long. Sunday's going to come. Enjoy yourself, Madonna. This is your hour. Enjoy yourself, Prince. This is your hour. Enjoy yourself, Michael Jackson. This is your hour. And enjoy yourself, teenagers scattered across this building that are all wrapped up in a rock philosophy. And enjoy yourself. Live it up. Listen to all of it you can. This is your hour. And the hour of the power of darkness. But praise God, Sunday morning is going to come. Enjoy yourself, Hugh Hefner. Change the civilization and destroy our civilization. You dirty, sex-oriented. Enjoy yourself, you public school principals and school boards who put sex devices in our public schools and give preventive devices to our children. Enjoy yourself, soap operas, Edge of Night, Corner of Darkness, Secret Storm, Tiptoeing Tornado. Enjoy yourself. HBO, live it up. This is your hour. Live it up, Showtime. Live it up, movie channel. Live it up. But I got news for you, Hugh Hefner. Your hour's going to end, and the grave's going to open, and Jesus is going to come, and Sunday morning is going to come. Hey, people of God, we're not very popular now. They laugh at us now. They make fun of us now. Ah, but you wait till that crowd sees us on Sunday.
Sunday is coming. Live it up, charismatics. Oh, 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 oh. Live it up, you jabbering tongue talkers. Enjoy yourself. Go to your nightclubs on Saturday night and talk the talking tongues on Sunday. This is your hour. But Sunday's coming. Tuner or Roberta, whichever you prefer. Wear your sissy gown while you preach. And talk about your possibility thinking. And have your little sissy smile and welcome everybody to the glass house. Enjoy yourself. But I got news for you. This is your hour. Oh, you're popular. The worldly crowd loves you. And you appeal because you even had a poll in your neighborhood before you started your church, like Mr. Hybels did up in Illinois. You had a poll, and you took that poll and found out what the heathen world wanted. Brother, we took a poll in Hammond. We had one person vote, and that was Jesus. Enjoy yourself, Mr. Schuler. Enjoy yourself. This is your hour. The hour of pussyfooting. The hour of compromise. The hour of bowing in need of oil. But I got news for you. Hallelujah. Sunday's going to come.
Enjoy yourself. Sunday is on the way. Enjoy yourself, John MacArthur, with your bloodless gospel. You'll see that blood when Sunday comes. And I'm going to take you myself to the mercy seat in heaven. I'm going to show it to you, and if Jesus let me, I'm going to rub your nose in it. Enjoy yourself. Sunday's going to come. Enjoy yourself, Swindoll. Enjoy yourself, Dobson. Sold out to the Catholics in Colorado Springs. Enjoy yourself with your convictionless Christianity catering to a pagan world. And get your crowds for your compromise. And get your crowds for your pussyfooting and ear tickling. And give the people what they want. But bless God, this is your hour, but you got in for the shock of your life. Because on Sunday morning, we fundamentalists are taking over. Enjoy yourself. Zondervan, with your NIV Bible. You'll only print King James on Sunday. Enjoy yourself, Nelson Publisher, with the new King James. Enjoy yourself, Southern Baptist Convention, with your good news to modern man. Enjoy yourself. This is your hour, so-called Christian bookstores. Selling out the Word of God for a buck or a dollar. Enjoy yourselves, Bible of the Month Club. Enjoy yourselves. But praise God, on Sunday morning, we'll all have King James Bible. Enjoy yourself, universities. This is your hour. Send your liberal humanists all over America. Put them on every radio station, every television channel, writing editorials for every newspaper. Educate them. Enjoy yourself. This is your hour and the power of darkness. Enjoy yourself, liberal seminaries, with the doubts that you cast on the old-time religion and on old-fashioned shouting religion and on the old-fashioned Christianity and amens and hallelujahs and glory to gods and praise the Lords. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself, public schools and seminaries, while corrupting the minds of our young people. This is your hour. Live it up. But I've got news for you, just as sure as there's a Wednesday, and just as sure as there's a Thursday, and just as sure as there's a Friday, and just as sure as there's a Saturday, glory to God, Sunday always comes after Saturday. Sunday's going to come. Jesus is going to rise. The grave's going to be empty. Jesus shall live. Jesus shall live. Sunday's coming. I say Sunday's coming. I say Sunday's coming.
Enjoy yourself, Hamilton County Baptist Association, as you voted Lee Robertson from your ranks. Enjoy yourself. This is your hour and the hour of darkness. But you're going to be sorry what you did when Sunday comes. Enjoy yourself, Tarrant County Baptist Association, that many years ago dared to vote out the great John R. Rice and ask him to quit preaching against the teaching of evolution in Baylor University, or not be a Southern Baptist. Enjoy yourself. Dallas Association, Texas Baptist, who dared to excommunicate the famous J. Frank Norris. Enjoy yourself, London Baptist Association, that voted out Charles Haddon Spurgeon with only 7 votes for Dr. Spurgeon. Enjoy yourself, Dallas Baptist Association, that voted me out in 1957. Live it up! I say live it up! This is your hour, American Baptist. This is your hour, Southern Baptist. This is your hour, National Council of Churches. This is your hour, Local Ministerial Association. This is your hour. But let me tell you something. Sunday is going to come. Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, Nebuchadnezzar, with your judges, your treasurers, your governors, and your counselors, as you build that big image on the plains of Dura, and made a law that everybody had to bow down and worship that big doll made of gold. Praise God, there were 3 Howells Anderson College students there. And they said, we're not going to worship that doll. They were Northerners. Shadrachy, Meshachy, and Abednegoski. We're not going to bow down and worship that doll. They said, okay. The king said, turn the furnace up 7 times hotter. They turned the furnace up 7 times hotter. They put him in the fire furnace. The king came and said, by the way, the king came and said, there's 4 in there. You guys put 1 too many. No, we just put 3 in there. You know why? Sunday came. Sunday came. Enjoy yourself, Darius, as you put Daniel in the lion's den with your presidents, captains, and princes. Put him there and enjoy it, but Sunday's going to come. Enjoy the state of Texas when you tried to destroy my good friend Lester Roloff. Enjoy it, Southern Baptist Convention, when you put Lester Roloff off of your station, KWBU in Corpus Christi, 50,000 watts day. Enjoy yourself because in a few years, Lester Roloff owned the station. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yeah, we're going to wear a crown come Sunday morning. Enjoy yourself, Presbytery, voting not to ordain Dwight L. Moody. You're going to be surprised when Sunday comes. Enjoy yourself, Haman, making gallows for Mordecai. You're going to be surprised when you're next to one that's hanging on his gallows. Sunday's going to come. Enjoy yourself, Bill Clinton. Who's the Vice President of the United States? Enjoy yourself, President Hillary. Put all your woman on the Supreme Court and put a woman in charge of as district or attorney general. Go ahead, put them there. What they ought to do it is go home and cook some brownies for the men. Live it up, Mr. Clinton. This is your hour. But ours end and yours is going to end and Sunday is going to come. Take courage in battle, preacher. Come to a conference like this, and boy, you get all worked up, and you got to go back and face the demon board when you get back. Take courage in battle, preacher. Facing a battle of your life back home. Hang in there. Just keep on going, like Brother Robertson said a while ago, because Sunday's going to come. And on Sunday, there won't be any deacons. Take courage, cancer patient. Wondering about the next test. Take courage, Dr. Hudson. Take courage, dear lady, with breast cancer. Take courage, man, with lung cancer. Take courage, the discouraged one who's facing the test or had them and waiting the results. Hey, take courage. Jesus is going to come. Sunday is going to come. The grave is going to open. The Savior is going to reign. Take courage. Sunday's coming. Take courage, broken-hearted parent. Take courage, lonely widow. Take courage, weary father. It's tough now, but Sunday is going to come. Years ago, I read a little story, and I've heard you use it, and you've heard me use it, but I'm going to use it again, whether you like it or not.
little boy. A little boy was reading a book. His mama said, "Johnny?" "Yes, mama." "Come and dry the dishes." Johnny said, "Mama, I can't right now. I'm reading the book. I'm right in the middle of it. And the villain's got the hero down. I can't leave the hero in the shape he's in right now. I've got to stay and finish the book." Mama said, "Son, you're not going to stay and finish that book. You come wash the drive it. I can't do it. I can't do it, Mama. I can't. I can't come and dry the dishes, Mama. I got to wait and get the hero out of this trouble." Mama said, "I said you get in here and dry the dishes." The little boy turned over to the last chapter of the book. He skipped the last half of the book, but went to the last chapter. He found out that the villain didn't win after all. He found out that the hero won. He walked into the kitchen waving the book high to dry the dishes and said, "Nyan, nyan, old villain. You having a lot of fun, chapter 12. When you get to chapter 25, you're in for the shock of your life." Well, the queers pretty well have it right now. And the baby killers pretty well have it right now. And the liberals pretty well have it right now. And the antichrist pretty well have it right now. And the compromisers pretty well have it right now. And the critics pretty well have it right now. And the Hollywood crowd pretty well has it right now. And the liberal theologians pretty well have it right now. And the liberal politicians pretty well have it right now. But I turned over here and read the last chapter. I read that Jesus is going to come in the air. I read in the last chapter that the dead in Christ are going to rise. I read in the last chapter where the living will be raptured, caught up with the Lord in the air. I read in the last chapter where we're going to have a judgment seat of Christ. I read in the last chapter where God's people shall receive rewards for the works they've done as God's people. I read in the last chapter how they're going to take those crowns off that He gives to us and throw them at Jesus' feet and say, "We don't deserve to wear these crowns. Thou alone art worthy. Receive power and glory and honor and majesty." I read in the last chapter, I read how that Jesus Christ is going to get married to us and we'll be His lovely bride without spot and without blemish. I read in the last chapter how that we're all going to saddle white horses and come back to earth with King Jesus in heaven's cavalry invading the earth and put down the Antichrist and put down Soviet Russia and put down the liberal crowd, and Jesus shall ascend the royal stairway of Mount Zion and shall be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does His successive journeys run. His kingdom shall spread from shore to shore till moon shall wax and wane no more. Hey, I heard the last chapter how that we shall be kings and priests of God. And the city of Winston-Salem still have Bobby Robertson as its mayor. And the state of Tennessee will have Curtis Sutton as its governor. And the United States will have my wife as president. But she'll just be a figurehead. I'll run the show from behind the scene. Brother, throw your shoulders back. Stick your chest out. Raise your fist high and say, "Well, glory to God, Sunday's going to come. Sunday's going to come." I read in the last chapter how that at the end of that kingdom, there's going to be another resurrection. And the unsaved people shall stand before God. And the books will be opened. And they shall be judged out of the books and cast into the torments of hell forever and ever and ever. Let them have their day. Let them have their hour. And then I read in the last chapter how that John saw the holy city coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. Hey! I read the last chapter. Yeah, yeah! Old smutty face, you having a pretty good time in Matthew 23 or Luke 23. You having a pretty good time in 1993. But praise God, Sunday's coming! I said, Sunday's coming! I said, Sunday's coming! Hallelujah! Sunday's going to come! I read the last chapter. Now until Sunday comes, we got a job to do. We haven't got time to sit around discussing the toenail of the beast and what it stands for. We haven't got time to sit around discussing whatever nail in the tabernacle symbolizes. There's a world going to hell. A world without God. Let not independent fundamental Baptist people succumb
to the so-called deeper life philosophy. But let us spend our lives, our energy, our money, our time, our effort, everything we have, realizing there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain, and that Christ is the answer. And bless God, when Sunday morning comes, you'll be glad that you gave everything to Christ.